At the Pentagon today, auditors for the Defense Department said they want a full investigation into the price that U.S. forces have been charged for gasoline in Iraq. The gas has been supplied by a subsidiary of the Halliburton Corporation called KBR. One government audit showed the fuel was far more costly than what Iraqis were paying. An accountant for the Army had decided the prices were justified, but now it appears the issue is still far from settled.
And there's another story brewing with respect to KBR. This one originates in France. Accusations have surfaced in a French court that the company paid bribes to win business overseas. The allegations date back to when Halliburton was being run by Dick Cheney, before he became the vice president. NPR's Peter Overby reports that the French case is raising eyebrows back in the U.S. for a variety of reasons.
Here are the facts. A construction consortium, including Halliburton KBR, can't account for $180 million. Where did it go? Since October, a French magistrate has been trying to find out. In the 1990s, the consortium was building a natural gas complex in Nigeria, a country noted for corruption. Three other companies were also in the consortium. But the lawyer controlling the money was a longtime Halliburton consultant who also worked for Nigerian dictator Sani Abacha. Olivier Schnerba is a French lawyer representing a former executive from another consortium member.
Nobody can say that there's something illegal, that there's enough to investigate, because it may be legal, it may be illegal.
And it may be hard to tell. Professor Roger Leeds at the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies says that at least some of the missing $180 million may well have ended up in the wrong pockets.
You're talking over $6 billion of contracts, and so you're talking here about a fund that would equate to 2 to 3% of the total. And this sounds not unusual for these types of mega deals in these types of countries.
But does that mean the responsibility goes back to Vice President Cheney or to Halliburton? That's harder to say. Some media reports suggest the investigating judge, Renaud Van Ruymbeck, is hot on Cheney's trail. For instance, this quote from an unnamed member of the judicial staff. This is Cheney's last chance. He will now face a subpoena. But that quote appeared only in a British tabloid, not exactly a newspaper of record. Then there's the secret letter. Van Ruymbeck wrote to the Justice Ministry saying that Cheney could be indicted for embezzlement, misusing the funds of consortium partners. But what Van Ruymbeck really seems to be saying is that Cheney is off the hook on any bribery charge, and Cheney could be charged only if he was complicit in the embezzling or enabled it, a matter, quote, about which it would be hazardous to speculate, given the current state of our knowledge, unquote. Cheney's office did not respond to NPR's request for comment. Halliburton says it's heard nothing from French authorities. A spokeswoman also says that another case, in which the company acknowledged paying $2.4 million in Nigeria for favorable tax treatment, is unrelated to this investigation. Leeds, the international finance professor, says major elements of the case still aren't visible.
There are a lot of gaps here between what is alleged to have happened, which I have no difficulty believing, and attributing it to the vice president. And you put on top of that, it's originating in France, which has very good reasons, ulterior motives for implicating him.
And why is it originating in France? Just one of the companies involved is French, and the consortium was based in Portugal, with its money spread around in various tax havens. But France has a sweeping new anti-corruption law, a law that's on the books largely thanks to the United States. The U.S. pushed the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, to crack down on international bribery, and France signed on. This investigation is the first under the new law. But the case may not stay confined to France. Nicola Bonucci is the OECD's Deputy Director of Legal Affairs.
Clearly, the magistrate has a jurisdictional link on the French company, naturally. Goes without saying. It's then a question of looking at who is the, let's say, the beneficial ownership of the consortium.
By all accounts, French magistrate Van Ruymbeck is an independent, apolitical sort of judge. But it's hard to separate any Halliburton investigation from politics. Three theories are in play. First, that the probe is retaliation for the Bush administration's French bashing. Theory two is also retaliation, but for the American prosecution of Crédit Lyonnais, a French state-owned bank that illegally bought a U.S. insurance company. That case dragged on for 10 years and cost France more than $500 million in penalties. And the third theory, that nobody's retaliating for anything, that in fact the French government would rather that Van Ruymbeck just went away. If that's true, Paris and the Bush administration would be in accord. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.